The U.S. military has a surplus program. So they take equipment that they're not using anymore and they give it to local police departments. Well, last spring, the Obama administration ordered some of that military surplus to be returned. This came in the wake of accusations that local police departments were getting too militarized. So the federal government wants the return of all vehicles that run on a tracked system instead of wheels. That's right, tanks. The feds also want their weaponized aircraft back and their 50 caliber ammunition and their grenade launchers. Well, the truth is Washington State never got any of those. No tanks, no weaponized aircraft, no grenade launchers. We just got bayonets. Yeah, the weapons you've seen from World War I, and now the federal government wants our bayonets too. KUOW's military affairs reporter Patricia Murphy is here to explain. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Bill.
Really? Bayonets? Have local law enforcement been using bayonets?
Well, these are bayonets, actually. They are designed to be mounted on weapons. They're for close combat that the military trains for. And yes, we have about 60 bayonets that have been distributed around the police departments here in Washington State. I spoke to someone at the Walla Walla Police Department. They use these things for their tactical response team, their SWAT guys. They use them to cut rope. It's not a very exciting assignment for the bayonets. They have packed them up and returned them to the federal government. It's worth noting, though, Washington State has 13 mine-resistant vehicles and 16 armored trucks.
So if the intent is to demilitarize local police departments, why can departments keep their armored vehicles that can rip down a house, but they can't keep their bayonets?
You know, this is kind of the funny thing about this whole thing, and it's really the politicalization of the militarization argument. You know, if you see tracks, maybe that screams militarization. If you see a mine-resistant vehicle with actual wheels on it, maybe not so much. It seems strange, yes. A lot of police departments make the argument that these are very important parts of their force that they would never be able to afford.
Is this just for show, then?
It perhaps is a little bit for show. There are, moving forward, more stringent controls being put on distributing these mine-resistant vehicles. But it's also worth noting that this surplus program is a good deal for the military, because disposing of vehicles that are designed to not be destroyed is almost impossible.
Keep the tanks, so long bayonets.
Yep.
KOW's military affairs reporter Patricia Murphy, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.